This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We were informed this week by the often-cited Case-Shiller Home Price Index that the housing recovery continues apace, both used or existing homes as measured by Case-Shiller, and new construction as well. Back during the boom, there was a whole lot of work to be found building those new houses. When things went bust, though, so did the jobs. With housing on the rise, construction jobs are slowly coming back. The question is, will all the workers be coming back for the jobs? Marketplace's David Weinberg has that story.
At one point, there were so many construction jobs in California that it caused labor shortages in other industries.
You know, there were some years there, back in 05 and 04, farmers couldn't get workers to pick their crops. All these guys who typically would do, say, crop stuff in the Inland Empire came down here and were making twice as much per hour, just carrying around 2x4s.
Chris Thornburg is a financial analyst at Beacon Economics. By February of 2011, housing construction came to a screeching halt. More than half of residential construction jobs disappeared. Foreclosures skyrocketed, but California was different than other hard-hit states.
Even at the worst of the foreclosure crisis, California had the lowest housing vacancy rate in the nation, which people don't really appreciate.
To get a sense of what this boom looks like on the ground, I visited Jory Blake in Riverside, California.
I'm a humble person. I don't want to sound cocky, but there's nothing about a house I don't know about.
Blake has spent his entire life working in single-family homes. From landscaping to contracting, he eventually worked his way up to a job in land development at Lennar Homes, one of the bigger builders in California. His job was to turn empty desert into master-planned communities.
Designating, you know, the school locations, roadways, how many houses were allowed, paving and things like that. It was awesome. You know, $140,000 a year, shorts and a T-shirt with boots and a nice vehicle and perks and benefits. And, oh, yeah, it was a dream job.
But when the market started tanking, there was a round of layoffs at Lennar. Then another round. Then another.
And they were so good at it by round 13, it was just a machine. All right, bye, Tracy. But I was grateful for every minute I had there. And I left with dignity.
Blake did what so many people in the housing industry did. He reinvented himself. Today, he's a realtor.
Absolutely. I had to reinvent myself. Now I'm so planted, it would be hard to get back into that.
That's a problem for the recovering housing industry. Lots of people, from developers like Blake to low-skilled construction workers, moved on to new careers. Meanwhile, home construction is on the rise, and skilled workers are hard to find. I took a trip to Friendly Lane, a street in Riverside, California, where a dozen or so houses are being built.
Construction's starting to pick back up, in my opinion. I mean, not like it's been dead for quite a while. It's pretty steady now.
James Hayes is one worker who stayed in the industry, even though it meant taking a pay cut. Hayes is a carpenter who typically does finishing work. Today he's installing hardware on the exterior doors of a two-story house. But during the lean years,
we just had to find side jobs and stay busy.
That meant taking low-skilled jobs, like picking up nails off the ground. But now that building has picked up, high-skilled workers like him are in demand.
There's most certainly been an increase in the demand for labor in all the construction sectors. There would have to be, given the fact that we've doubled the amount of homes that we built from last year at this time.
Mike Wynn is the CEO of the California Building Industry Association. His organization represents thousands of companies in the industry, many of which are in need of workers.
So we're working with community colleges, high schools, unions, and others on journeyman programs to try to bring those skilled labor folks back into the workforce.
Wynn also tracks building permit applications, which have doubled over the last year in some parts of California. Dozens of workers will be needed to turn each of those permits into houses. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.